It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
When my mom and dad ran our hometown drugstore, I can remember them giving out an old farmer's almanac to each customer during the first week of the new year. It was a wealth of information about weather, planting by the signs of the moon, and what we could look forward to during the coming year. These promotional gifts were welcomed by most folks, along with the cowpoke calendars and the Hallmark date books that were yours for the taking at the cash register counter. Lots of people swore by planting potatoes by moon signs and looked to the almanac for fairly reliable frost dates in spring and fall. The old-timers looked for signs of a hard winter coming and would often take their new almanacs to a booth at the rear of the store where they'd sip some nickel coffee and swap weather lore. In recounting blizzards of the past and betting on snowstorms of the future, several forecasting methods were called upon. Squirrels were keenly observed by the weather watchers, and the bushiness of squirrel tails, plus the amount of nut-gathering activities, seemed to be a surefire way of foretelling the harshness of the winter ahead. Seems the bushier the tail and busier the squirrel, the harder the coming cold spell. I now wonder about this weathercasting method, as squirrels have always been pretty scarce on the treeless plains of these parts. Where did these furry meteorologists come from, and how did they get here? Some folks look to vegetables to give insight into the coming winter weather. The thickness of the rind or skin of the veggie was in direct proportion to the hardness of the winter. There's even a handy saying that goes, "Onion skin, very thin, mild winter's coming in. Onion skin, thick and tough, coming winter, cold and rough." And root crops like carrots and turnips are supposed to look over their shoulders, and if they see a cold time coming, they'll burrow deeper into the soil. One of the most popular weather lore methods from Mother Nature involves the woolly worm. This insect, sometimes called a woolly bear, fuzzy bear, or a black-ended bear, is the larval stage of the tiger moth. Growing 1 to 3 inches long with black on each end and a reddish-brown band in the middle, these worms scooch their way through summer, waiting to go into the cocoon stage in winter. Old-timers and weather lore aficionados swear that the more scooching the woolly worm does in the fall, the more bad weather we'll have in the winter. And the fur coats of the woolly worms are also primary forecasting instruments. The thicker the wool on a woolly worm, the colder the winter will be. And the wider the brown band in the middle of the woolly worm, the milder the winter. You see, the two black ends signify the beginning and ending of winter. So a wide brown band in the middle means a mild spell in the middle of winter, with two cold spells on either side. The longer the dark cold spells at the beginning and end of winter, and at the beginning and end of the woolly worm, the shorter the mild weather band in the middle. Hey, it's perfectly logical to me, so I called up the woolly worm forecast on the internet and found that across the nation, woolly worms are saying to bundle up and get ready for snow and cold. Brrr! I'm ready for springtime.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.